Lest you think there's no nafkamina, ladina, really true nafkamina, ladina. Whether you say, how do we hook up? No one's giving malchus anymore, no one's getting malchus for Tamkiko, no one's getting malchus for Nakash and Pats, no one's getting malchus for Gozis, for Psalm of Goshen anymore. I can't say it was a Shaila Maisa, although it was presented as a Shaila Maisa. I'm not sure whether it was really a Maisa, or was just creative, imaginative Maisa. The Priva Godim discusses the following Shaila. Again, I cannot tell you for certain when this actually happened, but he treats it as if it really happened. Maybe it didn't. Apparently, there was at least in the story, the way the story went, that there was a Kedushin that took place, and one of the Edim Kedushin wasn't as careful in the Chiz Yom Tov as he should have been. What does that have to do with the Kedushin? Well, we know, if a person is possibly Edus, that's a big problem. So what, if a person was mamish do malach on Yom Tov, he'd write on Yom Tov, he'd do mamish real malachas derais on Yom Tov, then he's chayav malchus, the Rambam says the Beferish. If a person violates Isur malchus for mezid, it's possibly Edus. The Torah says, Atash is yachim rasha liyosim chamos, and the Torah says, V'ayim bin akos a rasha, so anyone who's called the rasha for his malchus purposes, is called the rasha for his Edus, it's possibly Edus with derais. So this fellow, and again, I can't assure you whether it happened or just in the creative mind of the Prima Gretchen happened, this particular fellow that people thought was being done on was somebody who violated Yom Tov, but he violated Yom Tov in the following way. He did certain malachas on Yom Tov, the mezid. He did them for the purposes of non-Jews. He's cooking for non-Jewish work, whatever he did. He was mavasho for a goyim, knowing that he's not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. The din is, lachem v'lo la'akom, you're not allowed to do malacha for a non-Jew on Yom Tov, and he did that for mezid. So it's up to people going, what's his status now? Is he possibly Edus or not? What's the shot? Where does it say in the Chumash that you're not allowed to cook for goyim? Let's go to Pesukim carefully. The Torah says, "Kol malacha lo yaseh b'hem." You're not allowed to do any malacha. So malacha means, "I'll let me test malacha." You can't do any malachas. Then immediately the Torah says, "Ach hashei ochel lachol nefesh." If it's for food, you're allowed to do it. So it started out that all malachas also. Then the Torah says, "You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to bake. You're allowed to knead dough. You're allowed to do all these things for food. It's mutter." Then the Torah throws a curveball at the end, and it says, "Hu levado yaseh lachem." And Tashma Pes says, "Lachem lo yakum." You're not allowed to cook for goyim. So what's the shaila? No, what's the shaila? What's pshat in the nature of this isser of lachem lo yakum? Is this a new isser? Namely, the isser of kama lochalei aseh behem happened doesn't apply to chol nefesh. If I'm cooking, I'm cooking. It's food. It's food. Doesn't matter whether it's a Jew, non-Jew, not who's eating it. If achas she ochel chol nefesh, if it's for food, it's mutter an yontef mitam kama lochalei aseh behem. Elo what? The Torah throws at us another isser, an isser b'fnei atzmo, a brand new isser called lachem lo yakum. If that's pshat, what are the ramifications of the person who cooks for goyim? Is he chayav malchus? Not chayav malchus. He violated isser esei. What are the ramifications of violating Yisur Esei? He's got a problem with Shemayim, but in terms of Beis and Shemat, he's kashli Hedis. Only some of the time office is possibly Hedis. The Seret of Prima Gadim, if you learn Pshat, that it's a new Isser, similar to like the Rimi Olenz was learning in our Sugya, maybe you can argue that the person's not possibly Hedis. But if you hold that it's a Hadri Lisur Akamla, that it shoots back to the original Isser, which means once the Torah qualifies the Heter and says, Bershom said, I told you you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Then I told you you're allowed to cook for food on Yom Tov. But then I told you that if the person you're cooking for is not Jewish, then right, you can't cook on Yom Tov. So it goes back to the original Isser. It goes back to the original Isser. It remains the Chol Tokvo. It's an original strength. And Yechayev Malchus. And finished. And done. And that would be a violation. Malchus would be possibly Hedus. So we have three different potential examples of this running type of Mishayla about do we say a Hadri the Surakam or not? They're not all necessarily totally different. But that could be, it's split. Maybe the Rimi Olenz would respond to Menatam, but Chazal didn't necessarily equate all of them. Sometimes one way, sometimes the other way. You have to figure out case by case. But Menatam seems to lump them all together. It's a Yom Tov Shaila, and it's a Gozer's B'chor Shaila, it's a Tapkikar Shaila. So at least we have a potential working Shaila in Agamara that, according to the Rimi Olenz, we're not committed from Agamara to say that the Isser is only Dirabon. Did we come up with another pshat? Another way to read Agamara and Avodah Zarah and say, time over the Mamosho, also be in love and love. We like that Rimi Olenz's theory. Maybe we don't like, the mice that I put in the rest, but we like that theory that let's look for this Adiraisa that wouldn't make you Chai Malchus. Oh. Well, okay, we're going to get to the shiur. Okay, you said the magic words that may not exist. Okay, we'll get that in a little while. Let's go back to last week for a moment. What were the other makaros for Tam Kiko? I remember what the other makaros. What other makaros was from Nazir, remember? Zerubbashay. That's my name, Bamina, yeah. We didn't talk about that last week. Right, you're right. The Gemara has half of that. That's a little different story. One of the makaros was Mishras Anofim. The Nazir takes a piece of bread and soaks it into wine. The Torah says, you can't do that. The Nazir can't have Mishras Anofim. What do the words mean? Took a piece of bread, soaked it into wine, said it's white wine. I can't see the wine. I don't see it. But I taste the bread. Taste a little bit of wine there. Oh, this is Tam Kiker. So Gemara says that's very nice by Nazir, but how do you know the Chazir? How do you know if I take a piece of bread and dip it into Chazir soup? But that's a problem. How do you know if I dip it into Nevela soup? How do you know? Maybe it's only by Nazir. So Gemara says, well, if it's true by Nazir, Nazir is not such a chomer to get Isser. Not so chomer Nazir. You know why? Nazir, easy come, easy go. 30 days, Nazir is going to be end. He could potentially be machta neder. It only applies to individuals. Nazir is on the scale, the hierarchy of Yisurim is definitely more kal than certain other Yisurim. The veil is here forever. Treif is here forever. Chaz is here forever. So the Gemara says, the whole limud, that if the Torah asers by Nazir, then the stomach can extrapolate from Nazir to other Yisurim in the Torah as well. Whenever you go down that route of extrapolating from one area of halacha to another, you're going down the route of Tarsha Ba'peh. That's Kavachimers and Matzinus and Minyanav. That whole area of Drush is Tarsha Ba'peh. Now again, we're not questioning the authenticity of Tarsha Ba'peh, but one of the klorum of Tarsha Ba'peh is that you generally don't get onshin for things that are only Tarsha Ba'peh. Onshin are usually reserved for, when it says in the Chumash, lo socho chazir. Don't do malacha on yantif. Don't, when it says it, mamash befeirish, that's part of the quality of Torah is that the onshin were given for isurim that are explicit in the Chumash. After all, the very parish of Malchus is explicit in the Chumash. What's the ma'al for Malchus? And remember lav de chasiva, the person who muzzles his animal. The Torah says, if you muzzle your animal, you chay Malchus. So many of the details of Malchus are derived from that ma'al. So one of the characteristics of that ma'al is the pasuk in Chumash. It's not a tashim up there. It's the pasuk befeirish in Chumash. So the Ravid has a suggestion. And maybe that's the reason why there's a malchus here. Not because it's only an assay, but because it's not the first Torah. It's part of Tarshim HaPeh, but one of the limitations of Tarshim HaPeh is that we generally speaking don't give malchus, don't give ancient to Tarshim HaPeh. So again, so we have a few different approaches in the Rishonim to try to walk this tightrope in Asugya, how it's Asur, namely the Araisa, but the Ein Moikin Olam. But Rabbeinu Tam didn't apply to any of this. Rabbeinu Tam held that Tam Ki Iker is a disaster. Min HaTorah, it's also Min HaTorah. Yochayev Malchus Min HaTorah. You don't want to hear about any Rimi or Linzer, when you have any Ravids, you Mamash Chayev Malchus Min Deraisa. So what in the world do the words mean in the Gemara? Time of Olam HaMasho, also Ve'en Lekir Olav. What could it possibly mean? Time of Olam HaMasho, also Ve'en Lekir Olav. If every single case of Tam Kiker is deraisa with Malchus, with the real McCoy, what could Tam Lama Moshe possibly mean? So Rabbeinu Tam has a startling pshat at the Gemara. If you take a look at that same Tosfos on Sefer Sanhedrin days, it's three lines from the top. It's quoting Rabbeinu Tam. V'yahida hocha, taimo v'lo mamosho, mayre b'min b'mino. It's not talking about chaza falling into potato soup, you got it wrong. It's talking about tray for chicken soup falling into kosher chicken soup. Taimo? You can't taste it. What is taimo a code phrase for, according to a bit of time? It doesn't mean you can really taste it. It means it's the same volume that if it would have been min b'shenamino, it would have been taimo. That's what it means. It means there's a lot of tray of chicken soup fell in. Not a tiny drop fell in. A lot fell in. And lo yitzu, this would have been potato soup. You would have easily discerned the taste of the tray of chicken soup. That's called taimo mamasho. And why you not chay malchus? Because the bata barubim in their isa. Because in their isa, it's bata barubim. Because there is no Tam, there is no physical Tam. So Rabbi Tam just did. He took the words Tam of Moshe, which every other Risha, from Rashi, from Rabbi Meolins, from the Ravid, every Rashi, every Risha under the sun, looked at this Gemara and said, Gevalt, the Gemara is talking, Tam of Moshe is talking about Nasim Tam, it's talking about Mimishin Amino, what do we do? How can it be Deraisa, Gevalt? Rabbi Tam said, not a gaval, don't worry about it. You misunderstood the whole gemara. The gemara is not even talking about no sin tam. What misled all the Rishonim was the word taimo. Taimo doesn't mean taimo. Taimo is just a way of describing a ratio of how much you do and don't have. It's a chodesh to pshat. Rabbi Natan can say whatever he wants. That's quite a chodesh to pshat, Rabbi Natan. Do we have any other pshat, any other working pshat in this gemara? So on the one hand, you know, we in our heart of hearts somehow we sense, like most of the Rishonim, that taimo means no siddam. It really means mimshe enamino. On the other hand, we're not convinced that it's always deraisa, no malchus. We didn't really understand the real lens, and we're not sure about the ravid. Is there any other pshat we could suggest? So as Judah referred to before, let's go back to read this gemara again in Samach Zayin and Aleph. So I'm actually going to read the gemara as it appears in the text of our gemara. Three lines at about Amr Rebbe Bo Amr Rebbe Yerchan and Kol Shetayim and Moshe Osev Elokin Olam V'zel Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras. Remember, when we first read the Gemara last week and this week, I said, please don't read those words, because many Rishonim did not have those words in the Gemara. Those words were now put into our Gemara because Tosis quotes of Shachin had it, the Rambam had those words in the Gemara, there were a group of Rishonim who had those words in the Gemara, or even if they didn't literally have it, they interpreted the Gemara to mean those words. And this became part of Mamash, the text that we have in front of us. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Taimo Mamasho is Chayav. What does that mean? Kizayis chdei achilas pras. Taimo v'loma mosho also v'en lagin love. That must mean what? If it's less than kizayis chdei achilas pras. What do those words mean? We should know that Rav Shmuel is Pesach. Kizayis, we know what it is. It's a ball. I mean, halavai, we knew what kizayis was. It makes life easier to say it, but we know what kizayis is supposed to be. It's not as an aleph. Chdei achilas pras is the amount of time it takes a person eating at a normal pace to eat significantly more than a kizayis. Spans anywhere from 2 to 9 minutes, by somewhere around the 4 or 5 minute range. That's the shiur of Kedechlos Pras. There's a halach. There are two halach mashm sinai that converge together. One halach mashm sinai is that the word achil in Torah means kezayis. When the Torah says imatza, kach nemar halach mashm sinai, kezayis. When the Torah says yechay malchus feeding chazer, kach nemar halach mashm sinai, that means a kezayis. Kedechlos Pras was also halach mashm sinai. How long do you have to consume that kezayis in? So a guy sits down by the Seder, he takes a bite of matzah, and then he sings mirrors for 20 minutes, takes another bite, then he has his something else, tells off to his tribe. For the course of the night, he ate a kezayis. So he's not yotze min haTorah. Because the Gemara says explicitly that the kezayis has to be in bechdech and espras. That's a halacha mashe mesinai. Come a group of Rishonim and say that critical ratio of kezayis, bechdech and espras, now can play out in terms of Hukos Tarovas as well. You can have a Tarovas that has so much Isser in it, it's still Bapal Barov, no question about it, but there's so much Isser ratio to Heter, that if you would sit down and eat this entire mixture, you would end up consuming a Kezayis Bechtech Les Pras. You would finish eating a Kezayis before you finished on your watch of the time of Kedech Les Pras. And sometimes you can have a Tarovas that you don't have Kezayis Bechtech Les Pras. You have a mixture, you can taste it, it's not both Mashishim, but it's such a small amount ratio-wise that even if you'll sit down and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat, you'll never reach that point of the magic line, that fundamental line of Kezayis. The clock will run out on you before you reach your Kezayis. Those are two different types, two different ratios of Tarayis. Come a group of Rishonim, including the Rambam, including one opinion, the Taisvus, the Rosh Mazel, Chulun quotes an opinion that say that's the answer to the riddle. Is Tam Ki Ika Diraisa or not? What's the answer? It depends. It depends what the ratio is. If it's a Kezayis Techeles Pras, that's Tam Ki Ika Diraisa. If it's less than a Kezayis Techeles Pras, that's the Tam Ki Ika Dirabanan. And that's what the Gemara, that's exactly what the Gemara is talking about. That's what the Gemara means. And maybe those words mamash are in the text of the Gemara, maybe they're not in the text of the Gemara, but that's what the Gemara means. So we have now at least 4 or 5 different shittas in Rishonim flying around. What our take is on Tam Kikar. Is Tam Kikar deraisa, Tam Kikar derabanan? So we had on one extreme was Rabbeinu Tam. He was the biggest machmas. That Tam Kikar deraisa, you name it. Unless it's both of a shishim, you have an issur deraisa in your hands. That was Rabbeinu Tam's extreme view. Then you had other Rishonim who were saying, no, not so fast. Maybe it's deraisa, but there's no malchus on it. Then you had other Rishonim who were saying, it's not a deraisa altogether. Then you have the middle ground, the Rambam and others were saying, is it deraisa, not deraisa? It depends. Depends what the ratio is.
You say that you don't get a rice though?
Right.
When it's time of Lama Masho, just you don't get malchus.
Very good, excellent. You want to tie the Chatzi Shia. Yeah. So the Pasha, the Rambam doesn't say that. So we take a look. One could have said that, and the Gemara one could have said that, but the Rambam prefers not. The Rambam writes, Nuchas Bechos Asuros. This is the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam says that Chelev HaKloyos, it's Perek Tes Vav Locha Beis of Bechos Asuros, Ketzah, Chelev HaKloyos, it's Chelev, Shenov L'soch HaGrisin, felt as some kind of a vegetable or dish or something, V'nimoch HaKol, everything is all dissolved, it's one big mush, you can't see anything. Tomen is HaGrisin, so we taste the Grisin, I mean, obviously we're not going to go ahead and taste it, taste the Grisin, Im lo nimtza ben tam Chelev, or el mutarik. If you can't taste anything, it's mamash mutar. What we would call shishim is manazeh. Ram quotes the Gemara, first you look for a goy, and if there's no goy, then you do shishim. It's manazeh, we don't even look for the goy anymore, we just go fall back in a fallback position of shishim for a variety of reasons. So again, so the Ram is describing the old style way of passing shayos in Yerodea. So chelev k'klai shenav asach agrisin. So tolman asach agrisin, you taste it. Imma nimtza memtam chelev arei lemutar. Can you imagine a rabbi passing it up as manazeh? A little chaza, my woman calls a little chaza fell into my pot. So I said, no problem, bring the goy, let the goy taste it. I don't taste anything. Great, let it go on. That's the din right out of the gemara. Vim nimtza ben tam chelev. So now the Ram says, but what if the goy reports back to us, oh, you'll think, a little chelev in this grease tastes a little juicier than usual. Must be that chelev in it. Vay ben b'mosho, if there's mamish to that tam, habel basur min haTorah. That's the tam kikud deraisa. Nimtza ben time of loy ben mamosho, if it has only time but it's lacking in the mamish, harei lo asur medibre seifer, not like Jerusalem, only asur medibre abona. Halacha gimel, keitzadu mamosho, how do you measure what's called mamosho? Kegom shoyim min achelev, kezayis b'chol sholosh beitzim min ataroves, im ocham min agrisa na elu kesholosh beitzim, if you eat the whole taroves, ho b'yesh ben kezayis min achelev, loket. Shrei tam tam iser umamosho. Av ocha pochas ashosh beitzim, only makas marcus. Vechenim lo hoi betarobis kezayis becho shosh beitzim, af api shesh from tam chelev, ain't a local makas marcus, but the Rambam called that medivir seifer. It's not pashas, it's only medivir rabbana.
But why would that be? Why wouldn't it be a chasish?
Or why wouldn't it be also tam chasish? So the chayra, the pshat is that tam kikur is a chidish hatar. I never would have said it on my own. So the chiddush of tam kikur is only a tam that's a type of a tam that could be mechayev yumalkos is called the tam olam b'torah, and if it doesn't meet that ratio of tam olam b'torah, then we fall back to the regular din of bittul barov. The starting point, the baseline, is always bittul barov. Kol zman it wasn't as chadish on the din of tam kikur, bittul barov is what rules that carries the day. So the Rambam is understanding this Gemara of Arizar is telling us, according to the Rambam's way of reading it, that Kozman, you don't have that ratio of Tam Kik or Kizayas Kilos Pras, so you don't have Tam, because it's Nishkin Tam. That's the Pashas in the Shittas Rambam. One could have said for Kim, one could have said like both of you were saying, one could, but the Rambam doesn't seem to be saying that. Lamaisa, does this matter? Halacha. At the end of the day, everyone agrees there's a Mishnah Befeish and Chulam that says Tam Kik was a problem, but it's a problem, their eyes are found, but at the end of the day, it's a problem. So why does it matter so much whether it's a deraisa, whether it's a derabanan? So I'm going to get the Shulchan Aruch for this one. I think I sent this on the one got it on the phone. On this one. It's in Yerodea. Siman Tzadi Ches. It's the two pages. Siman Tzadi Ches, Sif Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in this Arev Min Bemino, if you have a tarovus of two foods which are the same type of food, namely trefit chicken soup and kosher soup, the nishbach, and the whole thing falls on the floor, the inyan she'en yichon lamad ala v'shara, no one in the world could figure out how much it was anymore. There's no way of evaluating it. But, im no dasher ruvo heter, But I do know for a fact that there was more kosher chickens than trade chickens. I don't know whether I had shishim or not, but I do know for a fact that I had rov. What's the din? Mutter. That's mutl chachil litatsu. Why? What's pshat? Because mina Torah is about the rov, as we said. We don't follow Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this whole din shulchan aruch isn't true. We follow the rabbanan and rov rishayim that. Father Rabbanim Minus Bottle the Roman Torah, the whole requirement of Shishim is only with the Rabbanon. What do we call this?
Safi
Torah. And therefore we have right to be Mekel. The Shulchan Aruch finishes off. The Imwal know Dashay Aruba Hether. What if I don't even know there was Rov? Oh yeah, yeah, then it's off. That's a Safi Derais, because I don't even know I have Rov, then every Shabbat Derais over here. So Kozban, I can knock it down to the Rabbanon, the Safi is going to carry the day. That's the Psaf. This is right out of the Rashba. Shulchan Aruch is quoting. Rebatim is a tour, basically coming right out of the Rashba starts. But then the Shulchan Aruch continues on the next page. Aval. Im nis'arei b'she'eino mina, what if gaval the tarogus was not min b'mino, the tarogus was min b'she'eino mino. V'nishvach, again the same pizman, it's spilled out. B'inyon she'eini chol laman alav l'sha'ero. I have no idea how much it was. Afilu no doshei aruvo heter. Even if I know that it was Rov Heter, what does Shulchan Aruch say in contrast to the beginning of days? Shulchan Aruch Paskin's also. Why is that? If it's Osir in the case of Nishvach, that's tantamount to saying we don't have a Safik Derabban on our hands, we have a Safik Derais on our hands. How is the Shulchan Aruch being Machmir Alzi Paskin Lalacha? That the requirement of Shishim, at least by Mim She'en Amino, is a requirement with Deraisa. The Tam Ki'ikr, the Shulchan Aruch is Paskin, again, it's right out of the Rashba, that Tam Kiker is a deraisa. Now, truth is, we don't know what the Shulchan Aruch said, Bizman giving Malchus. Would we give Malchus for it? Is he passing like Rabbein of Tam, that it's Mamash Chayav Malchus? Or is he passing in like maybe the Rimi Rolin, that it's also an Isarese, which would still be Safi deraisa l'chumra? Is he passing like the Ravid, that it's only learnt out Tashma Peh, that would also be a Safi deraisa l'chumra? So that part we can't tell. Shulchan Aruch is written in Tzfat in the 1500s. He's not telling you who's chayav, who's yes chayav, machas, achayav, machas. But he is telling you a din deraisa, that there's a safi deraisa l'chumra. Who is he clearly not paskening like? He's not paskening like the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, this din would not be true. If the Rambam was right, when the Rambam wrote his Sefer Halacha, so the Rambam Mishnah Torah wrote that kolzman you don't have, kazayif, lechelos pras, you don't have a deraisa in your hands. Kolzman you don't have a deraisa, nishpach is mutter, safi derabal l'kula. So the Shulchan Aruch is being machriya like those Rishonim who are concerned that Tam Kikur is a real Din Deraisa. Now again, this is right out of the Rashma. The Rashba writes that he doesn't know what the Din is. The Rashba himself says, I'm throwing my hands up, I don't know who's right. Is Rashba, is it Rav, is it Tam, I don't know who's right. So therefore, says the Rashba, we have to be concerned that Tam Kikur is a Deraisa. So therefore, lamaisa, we have to treat Tam Kikur with all the Chumras Deraisas, and therefore, any case of Nishpach, any the Suffolk, automatically is going to translate to be a Chumra Deraisa. So, if I were to ask you now, how do we, with big W capital, how do we pass it? Is Tam Kikur Deraisa not? Lamaisa, we make believe it's Deraisa. We follow Shulchan Aruch that's Deraisa. Are we convinced in our heart of hearts that it's Deraisa? No. A lot of Rishonim within it, the Ram didn't hold that way, other Rishonim didn't hold that way. So we're not 100% convinced, but we're knowing that Tam Kikur is Deraisa. So, Shtein Shulchan Aruch, Hasim, Tzadik Hesed. Now, let's go back to where we started the sugya, back to Min B'mino. So we want to know, why is Min B'mino need Shishim? What reason under the sun does Min B'mino need Shishim? So last week we saw, the Russian Chulun told us, Min B'mino need Shishim, only Midrabanan. It's a Gezeira Midrabanan, Atto Min B'sheno Mino. Since Min B'sheno Mino needs Shishim Deraisa, and we quite possibly hold that way also, at least the Chumra, so we can understand how your day plays out for us. We understand the ABCs of your day now. We understand that the requirement of Shishim by Min B'sheno Mino is a Shavu Deraisa. The requirement of Shishim by Min B'mino is at worst only a Derabon. It's not a Deraisa at all. It's maybe Gezeira of the Deraisa, but it's not a Deraisa itself. But Lamaisa, Lamaisa, any time a woman comes to the Shaila, a man comes to the Shaila, someone fell into a pot. So the question the rabbi is going to ultimately ask is, yes, Shishim or no Shishim? That's the only thing we really want to know. Sometimes it'll be a deraisa to kishayla by min b'she'en amino. Sometimes it'll be a derabon to kishayla by min b'mino. But at the end of the day, shishim is all that really matters. Again, nobody follows Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel. That was last week. B'mino b'mashu, that was ready. Nimnu b'gom against that. So normative halacha today in Shulchan Aruch is everything requires shishim. Sometimes deraisa, sometimes derabon. So this is all the background. It's not fair, you know, a few days for Pesach. Not to at least mention Pesach. So we'll start a little bit, just to get a few wet, a little bit into the Pesach part of the studio. go back now to Maseches Pesachim. On the top of Bava number 9. If the Gemara addressed Rav and Rav Yechid or Shmuel or Shlach, whichever one from last week, Rav has the final word in on this again. On the top of Amar Rav, we know it's the final word because it has the magic word Hilchasa. It's Amar Rav Hilchasa. This is the bottom line halacha. Chometz bismana. If you have a tarayvus of chometz on Pesach itself, bein bemino, bein shulei bemino. Also b'masho k'rav. What? What did Rava just say? He said, chometz b'zmano. If it's min b'mino, it's also b'masho. If it's min b'she'eno mino, it's also b'masho. Why? There's a throwback to Rav's shita. Who was Rav? Rav was last week's shita. Rav was the one who followed Rav Yehuda. Rav was the one who said that min b'mino is b'masho and kol tara kula. So what does that do with chometz? So clearly, what the Gemara is telling us is that if you take a look, top Rashi in Laman of Nalf, Amar Rav Hilchasa, Shema Mina the Pasuk Rav Hilchasa, the Choli Sun Shematar B'Mina B'Masho. Everything I just told you about Min B'Mina was wrong, says Rashi, because we really paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Don't get angry at me. What I told you was right, but Rashi is telling you that Rava is a Rabbi Yehuda person. He's like Rav and Shmuel from last week. Only Surin Rabbi Mashu. For lo shavi lan ben chometz the shari suri, el ba milsa. So manishtana chometz from other surim, the gaza shalai b'minin atuminon. Says Rashi, the exact opposite of everything we've ever spoke about for the last 2 weeks. Says Rashi, the starting point is Rabbi Huda's right. Min b'mino is asr mideraisa b'mashu. Min b'she'eno mino is not asr. But on chometz we make a gezeira. Shalom amino atomino. So according to Rashi, the bottom line is, why do we, every person knows, chometz betz asav amashu. According to Rashi, you know where that came from? It came from Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's a throwback to last week's shir, and it's just a little bit of a chumrah tacked onto chometz. Suffice it to say that nobody else, no other Rishon, learned the Gemara the way Rashi just learned it. You just take a look, we're not going to read through the Torah, take a look at the size of this Torah, from a Rava. Tosus couldn't believe that's at all what Rabbi meant to say, but the Gemara meant to say, Bechlal can't be. So we have to now, let's say we're going to do it right now, but the next thing we have to work through is, we who categorically don't accept Rabbi Yehuda, we just saw in Shulmanach together, Rabbi Yehuda is not even mentioned on the page of Shulmanach. How do we make sense of Rabbi's statement? Chometz bezmano b'min b'mashu asav b'mashu. Why? Based on what? Why in the world should chometz be asav b'mashu? Why should be asav mashu b'mino? Why should be asav mashu shaloi b'mino? Where did mashu come from? We don't know. There's no mashu. Where's the mashu? So we have a big, big problem. So we don't want to go down Rashi's route because Rashi's route took us into Rabbi Huda's camp, and we don't pass like Shulchan Aruch. We saw we don't follow Rabbi Huda. But how do you make sense of this din of chometz and mashu? So at least conceptually, we have a few different ways to go. One way to go is to suggest that maybe there's something unique about chometz. Something different. Chometz is different from other Isurim. And maybe everything we've been talking about was an interesting introduction, but it's not really the sugya. Because there's some factor in chometz that's different that we haven't identified. That's one logical way to go. And assuming that's the way to go, then we have to, of course, behooves us to identify what that feature is. Another possible way to go is to say that, wait a second, maybe when Rabbi said, Huchas ha-chometz b'zman ha-beim v'mina b'ein shlom v'mina osor, B'mashu kirav. I don't know. Maybe those words aren't there. I mean, they look like they're there in my Gemara, but there was another girsa that some Rishonim had that didn't have those words, B'mashu kirav. That girsa is going to change the whole world upside down. So we have a work cut out for us, Mitzvah of Erev Pesach, to try to analyze how do you make sense of this din. I know it's a little bit, we shouldn't say over Yom, Batla Chabano, and Talmud Torah, but hopefully Mitzvah of Erev Pesach, now that we have all the background, all the introduction of Kol Torah Kula, now we have to analyze the din Prati and Pesach. How does this all affect us, Pesach? Why should Chometz for Pesach be Asav Mashu? Or maybe Chometz for Pesach is not Asav Mashu. That which they taught you since you were a little kid. Chometz for Asav Mashu! The Rishonim, who never heard of it. We have to see how this all plays out. The Rishonim, hopefully it's from the next year, and how this plays out the Lamaisa. Okay, we'll stop here. That's going to be the next. That's the next part of the sugya. You have to come back in 3 weeks from now. Okay, good.
Tomorrow's
not shir, right? And I think Sunday's not. I think Sunday. That's Sunday. It's also. I think right now we're going to come back.
Yeah, I don't get the.